Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 42. Currently, it is 17 clear skies in Raytown.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Bagel Day?
That's not my type of vibe, but I get it.
What?
I understand it.
Oh, Lord.
Too many carbs. It's like five times as many carbs in a bagel as it is in a slice of bread.
You don't get you
or
a bagel and call it a day. Ain't nobody trying to hear all
see,
that.
See, you ain't fluffy like me. We going to have a good show this morning. What you got for TMG?
Well, we're going to talk dating purposes and if your purposes are actually holding you back. And actress Tashina Arnold says she tried interracial dating, but the reason she stopped might actually surprise you.
Uh-oh. That's my specialty. I can't wait to dive into that.
A little swirl for you.
Your motivation on the way in about 10 minutes. Let's throw it back to 92. The more possible. Get clear on the what and why, and you enable the how to come quickly into focus. Purpose ignites passion. Purpose empowers action. It's well worth your time and effort to forge a solid and enduring connection to purpose. That connection makes the difference between success and failure, between effectiveness and haplessness. What do you truly care about and why? Consider the specific ways you can express, support, and honor all that drives you. Look closely at the lives of people you admire because of what they've attained. In every one of them, you'll see a strong underlying purpose. Seek intentionally in your own life to be similarly pushed forward by purpose. Connect yourself to the unending energy source that comes from authentic purpose. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
625, high of 42, currently 17, clear skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Comedian Mike Epps, while on Club Shay Shay, discussed his relationship with his kids and even regrets being a bad father in his 20s.
Unfortunately, my oldest daughter didn't get the best of me because I was too young,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know what I knew. And I feel so bad about that. And I see my baby sometime, and I wish I could pay her back, but I can't. Because I just wasn't in that place in my life. My dad wasn't in the house, so I didn't know how that felt. I became my own person young.
Right.
I'm glad he's able to reflect on that.
Me too.
But like he said, he can't get it back. So no matter how much you apologize, it's not going to change what happened.
Talking about fatherhood is one of my favorite things to do. Is some of my favorite memories of my life was with my pops. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. It's almost cliche how much we talk about it, but it can't be emphasized enough the importance of having, yes, both, of course, but right now, fathers in the household. It's so, and it's going to be my greatest joy, mm-hmm. my greatest challenge. I cannot wait to be a father. Mm-hmm. That, and that's why, like, Brian, you're 40 years old, why you don't have kids? Well, it's because I wanted to be the greatest person that I could be.
Yeah.
For my kids. That's and real. I knew in my 20s and 30s, right. I wasn't going to be the father that I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. They would have been carrying your DJ equipment in the club with you.
This is a mess.
That would have been something good to have on film. You might want to hit up Issa Rae. She's taking her talents over to Paramount with a 3-year first look film and television producing deal that starts this month. So big love to Issa Rae. She's giving us shows like Insecure, which was really great. The Black Lady Sketch Show. Never really watched that, but I did watch the Rap Stuff Show. You know, I can't really say the real name, which I really was sad that it got canceled. So looking forward to what she puts on the screen in this new year or in the next 3 years.
It's your girl Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
If you thought you was going to get your license renewed, your plates, you was trying to get your tags straightened because you like, look, I don't want to get pulled over on 71. The police hot.
Oh, my gosh.
I understand, but you probably was disappointed if you went to the DMV off Emmanuel Cleaver Boulevard and Troost and Paseo. There's a sign on the door that said the location closed on Friday, January 9th. And there have been tons of people that have been popping up and realizing that, oh, they closed.
That big dummy!
So this is one of two Kansas City licensed offices and the only one south of the river. So people looking to renew their driver's license or get new plates had to go to another location like those in Raytown, Grandview, North KC, and Gladstone, according to the sign. So make sure you find another spot, find another location.
This is the one of Emmanuel Cleaver.
Uh-huh.
They closed.
Right over there by
Why
Gates?
Did they close that one?
I don't know. I don't know if the sign said that. I don't know if they really gave a deep dive into.
This is a mess.
Why?
That's where I got my last car registered.
So. You're going to have to win. It's time for you to.
Oh, God, bro. Be waiting in the DMV, bro. It is. And then everybody found out about the secret one in Grandview. I remember, 15 years ago, nobody used to go to the Grandview one. And all of a sudden, everybody was at that one. Mm-hmm. So it's like.
See, I ain't had no problems because I got a secret one, too.
Oh, look. How you doing?
Absolutely. So I don't have no problems when I go to the DMV here. I've waited more in my hometown. I'd be cool. I'd be in and out.
They have a number. They got a different numbering system now. It's a little more organized than it was years ago, especially here at the Grandview one. They rebuilt it, too. But man, you find your secret DMV, boy.
And you stick with it.
Don't let nobody.
Turn your location off when you go. Because them friends probably. Where you at?
Hell alone.
Ain't telling a soul.
All right.
You have to pay for that.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
This is unbelievable that we're talking about this again. No, this is not a rerun of Hustle and Shine, seriously. But the Kansas City Fire Department says they put out another fire at the Parade Park apartment complex near 15th and Brooklyn overnight. Firefighters were called to the two-story vacant structure at about 2:45 a.m., and KCFD says that the fire did extend to an adjoining unit. No one was hurt, thank God, but the cause of the fire is under investigation. This is the 9th fire at Parade Park Homes since Thanksgiving, where near that time they broke ground on the redevelopment that's about to go down there. Because this complex is slated for demolition later this month. And I've asked Mayor Lucas this twice, I know, in the past 2 or 3 months about Parade Park specifically. And look, the temperatures are colder this week than they have been in the past couple weeks. And so that leads to homeless people, our homeless brothers and sisters trying to look for some shelter, trying to look for something, some relief from this cold. So sometimes they'll go into vacant apartments or vacant areas and spaces. They'll heat up something, start some fires, you know, whatever leads to whatever. You can see what I'm saying, man. So this is an issue, though. 9 fires since Thanksgiving, fam.
Yeah.
Something has to be done immediately. I don't know what can be done, but this is too much of a public danger. Mm-hmm. It's a public safety issue for people in the surrounding areas of Parade Park, man.
Absolutely.
What up? It's your boy Caesar Ago, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems. Let's get it.
Cousins, you know, we appreciate you tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, making us a part of your daily morning routine. Love and appreciate you so much because we know that you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
Uh-huh.
Big love to the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Stacey Davis saying happy thankful Thursday, cousins.
Yeah.
And sending over a birthday shout out to Anita Douglas. Have a blessed day. Dwayne Roth, Carmen Nard. Shout out to Flex and his co-workers at Nebraska Furniture Maria. Shout out to the whole team over there. Because I got a couple things.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. And also, shout out to Josiah Ivy Moore. Have a great day at school. Armani, Avon, Leon, KD, May White, and Ruben Taylor Sr. Rest in heaven. Chase, Kalise, Jessica Kirkwood from Chef Taco. Manuel Wiley, and he also commented on the DMV conversation. He said, Belton DMV low-key. Don't be out there giving your secret.
That's the secret one. You ain't supposed to get that one away.
I'm reading what the cousin's saying.
Don't go to the no.
And then happy belated to Shirley D, Kelvin Smith, Crazy For Real, Rich Harris, and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate our cousins that always tap in with us faithfully each and every day. And then cousins that just tap in every now and then. We appreciate you too.
Man, I had 2 screws. I had 2 different tires. I had 2 screws in it, bro. Shout out to El Jefe Tires for getting me right. You know what I'm saying? They had the station going and everything. Mm-hmm. And also Ocean Foundation Repair, man. My dog, Jacob, I think it's Jacob or Josh. I couldn't remember, but man.
Shout out both of them.
Yeah. For real, man. Always big love. Thank you for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning.
You had 2 nails? Where was your driving?
I had 2 different tires with 2 nails in it, bro.
You need to slow down on that road.
Crazy.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 41. Currently, it is 19 clear skies at Park College. Shawnee O'Neal and her new boo talk about dating requirements and the fact that some people's lists might actually be holding them back.
People get in their own way with their preferences too. So you have some people that have a list. You could be missing your husband or wife because the side tooth was missing.
That's true. And you can always go buy a side tooth.
You can always get that man a side tooth.
Yeah, people restrict themselves a lot.
Have your standards. I ain't never going to tell nobody to reserve themselves, because once you do and you experience some stuff, you're going to be over there like, I'm putting up with this and you don't even meet this. Teeth and feet.
Be careful.
My top 2.
Be careful with that.
Teeth and feet. The biggest thing.
I get it.
Other news. Tashina Arnold. She recalls her secret romance she had with a 90210 star, but she actually broke it off.
And the one white guy that I dated.
How was that?
It was nice. But I told him, I said, the reason why we've come to the end of our road, because I know, I see you dating all these black women. Now you're dating me. And you're not going to end up with a black woman. You're going to share your riches and your legacy with someone white. And so I'm getting off this train.
You know, it's a lot of things that can be said for this type of conversation.
The swirl.
I'll direct you all to the Offer a Hustle. You want to hear some Dr. Umar conversation?
Yikes.
But we'll keep it cool. Whatever you do is whatever you do. Shout out to you.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
So I understand, D, that we got down to our investigation and we got to the bottom of that thing.
Yeah, the KCPD issued about 313 tickets as officers targeted hazardous drivers.
You said how many?
313 tickets.
Just on that day alone?
It's probably the last 2 days, because, I mean, their presence was just not that day. It was a lot of presence that one day, but it was, even when I drove back home the other day, I seen them.
Oh, my God.
That is astronomical, fam.
Yeah. And so, well, actually, hold on. Let me triple check. So, it said it showed the citations on Tuesday, January 13th. So, there is a chance that this was all on that
Tuesday. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But the crackdown comes days after Kansas City's first homicide of 2026 was recorded on 71 near Blue River Road. Police say road rage incident led to the fatal shooting of a 32-year-old. The suspect turned themselves in the following day. But that makes sense, as I initially didn't necessarily connect those two things. But that makes a lot of sense as to why the presence had increased.
Yeah, man, definitely put your antennas up in KC.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
Valentine's Day is on the way. We are less than a month away. But D, you got an ex that you really despise?
Not really.
I know you're going to keep it clear, you know what I'm saying, on this show, because that's what we do on Hustle and Shine.
You know, I be focused on the future, what I got going on right now, so you know how that go. But I dig it.
But cousin, you listening to the car right now, you, the one with your tire light on, that you need to go fill up your tire real quick at the quick trip. This Valentine's Day, scorned lovers can turn their heartache into a positive for wildlife, D. So the San Antonio Zoo, they're kicking off its Cry Me a Cockroach campaign. Mm. Now, in its fourth year, allows people to symbolically name a cockroach, rodent, or veggie after their ex and watch it be fed to an animal. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever woke up with a roach on your face?
Yeah.
That is insane.
So those who donate to the campaign, you'll receive a digital Valentine's Day card from the zoo thanking them for their support and a short video of an animal eating a cockroach, rodent, or veggie. So donors also get an optional digital Valentine's Day card for their ex, informing them of this news as well.
That's what I was going to ask, is because I feel like it's no fun if they don't know that you did.
No fun at all. Look at the petty Sagittarius thing. You look at you.
No, but we should talk about how petty Leos are too.
Oh yeah, we are. I'm not going to deny that.
Are you going to name a cockroach after somebody?
No, for what? No, I'm married. I don't care about none of that.
I'm going to say I'm just checking.
Mm-mm. So a $5 donation would get you a veggie named after an ex. $10 gets a donor naming rights to a cockroach.
That's insane.
And $25 is required to name a rodent, the zoo said.
Have you ever woke up with a roach on your face?
How would you feel if you got a card and you realized somebody from your past did this? Because that's what I'm thinking of. Neither one of us would do this to an ex, but one of our exes could do this to us.
Not me. I didn't do nothing.
Oh, that's what they all say.
I didn't. That's a safe environment, a safe space for me. I can walk up with my head high. So
you still might get a card. What would you just rip it up?
I will make a song.
Oh.
It would go something like
Look
this.
At all these roaches around me every day.
Ooh.
Need something strong to make them go away. Look at all these roaches. I can't take it no more.
I hate roaches, by the way.
It's Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jams.
D, the other day, we had a story. Shout out to the Kansas City Discovery page. And they told us about a young mother who threw a birthday party for her daughter. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, people were not able to show up for one reason or the other. So we put out the call, cuckoo, cuckoo.
That's how we put out the call, B.
To the cousins. And, we got in contact with her. And she is on the show this morning. Good morning, Tiyase.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, I said it. I was afraid I wasn't going to get that right. Good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning. I'm okay. Just a little, kind of shaking up with everything that's going on. I ain't never thought I'd be on nobody's radio.
Oh.
Well, the community has, of course, banded together, as we were just talking to you, not just in Kansas City, but people overseas have been saying happy birthday to your little girl, Camille, who's here with us with her lit up
Today's
tiara.
Today's a special day because it's your birthday. Clap your hands, it's your birthday.
Hey, hey, hey.
Clap your hands, it's your birthday. Hey, happy birthday.
Hey, see you, Camille.
Y'all can check out Camille on the Hustle and Shine stream right now, too, on Facebook.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, hold on. Hey, hey. it's your day, Camille.
She started bouncing.
So yeah, we had to invite her and the cousins, man. We had to bring y'all on the show and show yes. y'all a little Kansas City love real quick. You know what I'm saying? Had to just do our part. That's all.
Yeah.
Is she enjoying herself over there?
Oh, man. She loves this tiara y'all got her.
And I know when she looks back on this moment, like you mentioned, she's going to see all of the people that wrote her.
Yeah, like that's what's most important to me. Not only just me, but my kid's father as well. Because we have a small family. I have a mm-hmm. lot of family, but everybody is out of town. So the family that I have here is the family that I created. And it's vice versa for my kid's father. He doesn't have many friends. And that's just, you know, family. We got the family that we have. So right. mm-hmm. everybody that reached out, everybody that is still reaching out, mm-hmm. all of that stuff matters. And it is definitely going to be a keepsake for us.
Aww. Plus, there's a birthday party going down this Saturday. You know, we might be able to slide through.
Oh, yeah. The community birthday party. You don't want to put no public details on that. Or if you want to, go ahead.
I mean, it's already out in the public.
Okay.
Preston Hopkins, shout out to him. If y'all don't know where to go get y'all cakes, go get them from him. He is throwing my baby a party, a big party. Well, he's okay. orchestrating it with everybody else that came mm-hmm. through for the community. It's not just him. There are so many, mm-hmm. so many people that I want to thank and give a shout out to. But we are doing a community birthday party for Camille this Saturday at 3 o'clock. Central time for anybody not in Kansas City yes. listening. anybody is welcome to come. Just bring your babies and have good energy, please, because yeah. I am an energy person. And if mm-hmm. you don't have good energy, I will be able to tell it as soon as you get out the car.
Mm-hmm. I know that's real. Right. Well, happy birthday, Camille, from your family here at Hot 103 Jams. Yes. And hopefully you'll feel this love forevermore. For your birthdays to come. Happy birthday, Camille!
Happy birthday, thank you. Lil Camille. And thank you, everybody, to the world and everybody in Kansas City so much. Like, it really do means a lot that y'all put together for my baby.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time, high of 42, currently 23 at East High School. Uncle Keith Sweat feels like he's been snubbed when it comes to the BET Awards and the Grammys.
It's like I never won a BET award.
Mm-hmm. That's BET problem.
I never won a Grammy.
That's the Grammy
you
problem.
You know what I'm saying? But when I get on stage, I always say, y'all are my Grammys, because look, you know, everybody that has done that, they're not even irrelevant. You know, I'm still mm-hmm. headlining. I'm still doing what I do. So I'm still able to do tours and, you know, do 6,000-7,000 or more people.
Man, look, that's my dog. I agree with him. But he got cheated because the BET Awards wasn't around.
That's what I was going to say. Didn't it make wasn't. It last come in 87 and yeah, the 88. BET Awards was in 2001?
Yeah, so he never won that because his, you know, he just missed his time.
Yeah, and I was going to say, he's going to chunk that up.
As far as the Grammys is concerned, fam, do you know the competition he was going up against back then? He's going to get Michael Jackson Bad came out the same year as Make It Last Forever. What are we talking about? Whitney Houston.
You're not going to compete with those two in the category.
Baker.
Oh, you got,
I mean,
you got Auntie
you got
in
Laverne,
there, too?
You got Jody Watley. I mean, bruh, it was a hornet's nest of hits back then, right. dog. So, but Keith
Sweat
won the
goals.
You got
better luck now. Need to put him out something new right now.
Him and Jacquees. How about that?
I like that. You know, the king of R&B can maybe help out.
That's
Keith
my
Sweat.
Dog. There we go.
There you go.
That's what I was looking for.
I'm trying to see what else we got. Teyana Taylor, of course, Golden Globes winner. She's been doing her thing. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, the singer and actress was asked about Kanye West. And she said she is not planning to walk away from him. Even though she does not agree with everything he says or does, she said, quote, that is still my friend. She added, I can disagree with you and still care about you. Tiana and Kanye, of course, they go way back.
About certain things, yeah.
I mean, you know, to each his own. 2016 Fade music video. And then, of course, Good Music was around. I know they had a lot of dealings back then, too. She said, I'm not perfect either. She said, none of us are. And, yeah, so.
Stay in your lane.
I don't know if that's a big story right now, but. No. People are talking about.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Capricorn season. Happy birthday to those realistic, patient, and responsible Capricorns.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a major happy birthday to rapper Young Dro. Happy birthday to TV actor Dorian Missick. Sending a major birthday shout out to rapper with so many hits, I done lost count. Happy birthday to Pitbull. Happy birthday to film director and actor Mario Peebles. Sending birthday love to my other favorite auntie, actress Regina King. And a major happy heavenly birthday to minister, activist, and the leader of the civil rights movement. Happy heavenly birthday to Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Anisha Faye, Kawana Johnson, and Sarah Norris. Sending birthday love to Shailene Thompson, Brittany Renee Lewis, and Juan Morgan. Happy birthday, Russell Lobo, Kenya Witten, and D. Michelle. Sending birthday love to Kawana Johnson and Richie Weeks. And of course, the biggest birthday shout out to the official auntie of Hustle and Shine in the Morning. One person who will take your most seasoned chip in your Dorito bag.
How you doing?
The one who's always got to snatch a bite to eat off of your plate. We love you so much, man. Happy birthday, Julie Jones.
Happy birthday, Auntie.
And everybody else born on January 15th. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. This is Aaron.
What's going on, Aaron?
What's up, cousin? How you feeling?
You doing good. Last name, start with an S.
Yes, man. You know it.
Sparkman. What's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, this is one of the cousins always tapping in. Aaron, happy 2026, dog. Are you starting off your new year with your check engine light on or off?
Man, you already know it's off.
He said, don't even play with him. All right, cousin, we got a shot to hook you up with a Amazon Fire HD 8 tablet, but you got to finish these lyrics with some high energy. You ready for it?
Yes, man.
So bring yourself over here, girl, and let me see you get low. If you want this dude, now take it to the floor. But if you want to act, you can keep yourself where you at.
It's just fine. Damn, this fine. This one more time, get low.
Come on, to the window.
To the wall.
All right, cousin, you did that. You getting that Amazon Fire HD 8 tablet for the hookup.
How you not know? You reading it.
I got a couple gifts in front of me. I ain't know.
Oh, my God.
She just hyped, man. She hyped to hear her cousin.
That's what it is. Thank you for letting them know.
All right, Aaron.
Yes, man.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
I 103. Hustle and Shine.
Duh.